I don't eat a lot of times. I'll just make her food. I might eat what she don't eat. But, yeah. In fact, I just did that this week one day.
Rick Hodges is a single dad raising his 7-year-old daughter in Cabin Creek. Rick was a subcontractor for a cable company for 17 years, but was hurt on the job in 2001. Now, he relies on disability and food stamps to provide for his family. But this week, Rick received notice from the State Department of Health and Human Resources that his benefits were being cut from $79 to $59 a month.
That's $20 less food I can buy for my daughter. That's $20 that I'll have to come up with somehow out of my check. That means not paying the sewer bill, you know. But if you don't pay the sewer bill, they want to cut your water off. So, you know, it really puts you in a bind. That's a large cut. That's a very large cut.
But he's not alone. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, nationwide will be cut by more than $5 billion today, affecting more than 14% of U.S. households. As a temporary boost from the 2009 federal stimulus package automatically expires. For West Virginia, that means the average family of three's benefits will be cut by $29 or 16 meals a month, based on numbers from the U.S. Agriculture Department. Executive Director of the Healthy Kids and Families Coalition, Stephen Smith, says about 350,000 working West Virginians will feel the impact firsthand.
Poverty doesn't look like someone who is not working and relying on government. Poverty looks like, especially in West Virginia, majority are people who are working, sometimes two or three jobs, and making minimum wage, which everyone knows isn't enough money to get by on. And those are a lot of the people who are receiving SNAP benefits to try to fill the gap at the end of every month.
In West Virginia, the program is funded exclusively through federal monies. SNAP senior policy specialist Marcia Stower says the budget will shrink by nearly $3 million this month.
The ARRA itself was temporary. The ARRA is the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009, and it increased SNAP benefits across the board in efforts to stimulate the economy, and the law was set to expire November 1st, 2013. So as of right now, we don't have The state doesn't have anything they're going to add.
Communities, however, are working to fill the gap left by federal funding. Smith says over the past few decades, as the economy has worsened, charities and food banks have started to step up to help families make ends meet. Even with the 40 to 50,000 new programs created across the country in the past few years, the number of people who are food insecure has only increased, showing that what they can do is not enough.
It is absolutely clear that those cannot fill the gap. And we've seen that in West Virginia. You talk to anyone who's running a backpack program or a feeding program, they see increasingly more and more, again, working families showing up, and they still aren't making the difference they need to.
Rick says he's had that experience, traveling from food bank to food bank in southern West Virginia just to make it through the month. As for what he thinks lawmakers should be doing when it comes to SNAP benefits,
I would tell them thanks for the stimulus that we did have, but there's going to be children that go hungry because of this cut. And they have to look themselves in the mirror, and they know that there are kids going to bed because of cuts that are going to be hungry and crying and sick for school the next morning.
Rick says the reduction in the program will be a challenge for him, but he isn't giving up.
I mean, no matter what they throw at us, we have to make it. I mean, we can't just blink our eyes and disappear from the world, you know. We have to somehow find a way.
For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.